you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It is Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson on this episode. And Shannon, why? We recap our favorite moments of 2022 and what a year it has been. I would say from really big celebrities to really wacky episodes to really dumb stunt shows, we got it all in 2022, and we look back on it at this episode. Remember, we do it every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live at GasDigitalNetwork.com, and then those episodes come out 5 days later across all platforms, including YouTube and iTunes and anywhere you might be consuming this right now. But the main thing we care about is just spreading the love, letting people know about the SDR show. So here it is, the 2022 wrap-up of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's beat, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
It is the SDR show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. This is technically the first show of 2023, but it is a wrap-up of all of the things that have happened in 2022. Our end-of-year wrap-up, Jay and Shannon, that's what we call it. We've done it every year since the show started.
You just called it 30 different things.
I know. End-of-year wrap-up show.
This is our wrap-up show, our end-of-year wrap-up show. This is the show where we wrap it all up.
Yeah, the wrap-it-up. Wrap-it-up, I'll take it. Why not? First of all, before we talk about anything else, a very funny thing happened just a couple days ago from when we're taping this. I walked into something that I would never walk into. And out of 20,000 people that were there, the first person I see is Big J Okerson. And I know he found the whole situation hilarious, I imagine.
In every possible way, I saw it. First, I saw you there and I was like, what the fuck? Sixers-Knicks game on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are not a basketball fan despite your basketball.
I'm a big sports fan. You know that.
First of all, you got to go to a great game.
It was great. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I liked it way more than I thought I would.
And you should. What's funny is that really shows how little of a sports fan you are, though, because as a New York born and bred guy, you think you'd give a shit about the Knicks. But the Knicks had a collapse and lost the game.
They were winning the whole time, and then they lost at the end. That was kind of exciting because like you thought the whole time the Knicks were going to win, and then they didn't. So I was like, oh, that's too bad. But I'm sure it's funny. The guy next to us where we were sitting, I'm sure you're going to shit on me for all that stuff, but he kept asking me questions like, what do you think is going to happen for the? And I said, dude, this is my first time in a game in almost 30 years. I don't have answers for you.
So, Shannon, if I could give you my perspective of all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll tell you mine, but you go first.
I see Ralph's big, tall head sticking over everyone's else's head in security line.
Yeah.
So I see where I go, no, I'm with Isabella. Christine went through a different line because she had a bag. And it was like, I see him. I go, Ralph. And I see him and he goes, I know, right? And then I get through security and then I have to wait forever for Ralph to get through security. While I'm getting through security, I see the girl he's with has tattoos up to her neck.
Yeah, she's a pretty badass chick.
Right. That's what it is. She's got tattoos up to her neck and the goofy lips and the whole thing. And I'm looking and I'm like, as we're all speculating, as he's coming slowly up through the line and we're waiting for him, we're like, foreign accent for sure, without a doubt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Confused foreign girl. Couldn't guess why he brought her to a game. He'll tell us that when he gets through. He finally gets through and he comes over. Shannon, here's my first thing. Before we say anything, Ralph introduces her to all of us. She shakes everyone's hand with her accent.
She shakes with an accent? How did she shake your hand with an accent?
She shakes her hand and she goes, hello. Whatever.
She was Italian. She's not Russian. She's Italian.
Whatever. Well, I'll tell you what she was. A lunatic. Ralph then goes, yeah, so I bought her tickets for her and her friend to go to this game, and her friend couldn't make it in the town, so I didn't want her to go alone, so I came with her. First question I would have asked if she wasn't there, why did you buy expensive tickets for a game for her and her friend?
So I will tell you this. So the other girl, not her, I don't know her at all. I met her the day before, okay? There's a girl I've been dating casually since May. I think I may have told you once I met these two Italian girls, right? So I saw her when I was in Italy. I saw her again in Portugal. And she was coming to New York with this girlfriend. And she told me, her name is Lucrezia, which is a very Italian name.
Who did you fuck
her? Not her. The friend I've had sex with.
The one that didn't come over. The one that didn't come.
So what happened was she got on the plane, this girl, and then found out that the other girl did not get on the plane. For whatever reason, there was a visa issue or something like that. So she came to New York by herself. A week ago, 2 weeks ago, she told me it's her first time in New York, this girl, her girlfriend. She loves the Knicks. She loves basketball. Could you get us a tickets? I said, I'll show you how little I know. I said, there's not going to be a basketball game on Christmas. I didn't know it's an actual normal thing. And I said, yeah, I'll get you a Christmas gift. It was $100 a ticket. I didn't care so much. I got them the tickets. Then when she gets here, I find out that the other girl did not make it. And she didn't want to go by herself. She wasn't first time in New York. I said, you know what? It's something different. I'll go see a fucking basketball game. And I went with her. And I loved it. Is that such a bad story?
Yeah.
Why is it a bad story? For the other girl who I'm very attracted to and I've spent a lot of time with, and she asked me to get them tickets. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. It's lame. But then on top of that, the girl he was with, Shannon, this was the best. I would have been, as maybe great as her body was, I don't know. I'm sure it was a good body and whatever she was. I'm sure Ralph was attracted to her. She looked like a fucking foreign dump of shit. So that's Ralph's thing. Looks like her pussy smells like other guys cum always.
That's nice. That's
It was very nice. She doesn't understand the show. I'm a fangool.
Now she's offended.
Shannon, I've never seen this
right
in my
life. Come in the room.
I don't care. This is great. This is great, Shannon. This is my favorite part of it. This girl, we laughed about this for 5 minutes after Ralph walked away. I can't wait for this. Oh, you don't know what it is?
No, I don't.
Think about this girl and what would somebody notice right away and laugh their balls off at?
I have no idea. I'm curious what you're going
to
say.
Shannon, she did. And Isabella said to me that this is like a thing some people do now, but like this girl wasn't actually doing it correctly. Her eyebrows were fashioned to be, and I've had a hard time describing this to people because they don't understand. When I say up, they're fashioned
like
up.
Wacky eyebrows. I've seen a lot of girls do that nowadays.
Crazy. Shannon, so what she did, and look at me and picture this. It's like if somebody like mascara brushed your eyebrows like all the way up and then put something in them to hold them that way. So it looks like spikes.
Yes.
Of hair above her eyebrows.
By the way, it's a trend that I fucking hate. I think it's disgusting. I don't like it, but I've seen a lot of girls like that these days.
You should have fucking went like this to her eyebrows before the game.
But again, so she's not the girl.
Hey, before I walk around here with you, if you don't mind.
I've seen Shannon. Maybe you can enlighten us because you're going to be more conscious of girls, female trends, and shit like that. I've seen several girls like that. Is that a hot thing right now for some reason?
It is. There was actually on this season of The Bachelorette, there were two bachelorettes and one of them also did this thing. And I just kept thinking if she didn't do this thing, she would be so much prettier.
Yeah, it is.
I don't
weird.
Understand. I think it's like disturbing to the eye to see it. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
It's bizarre looking.
It is.
And then, Ralph, the other thing is you went to the game and you said you had a great time. But this girl and you have nothing to talk about.
I didn't talk with her much. I was watching the game most of the time. You know, I mean, I was enjoying the game. I was enjoying things like I was trying to figure out the last time I went to a game. I think I was like 24, maybe even younger, right? And it was in Jersey because when I was DJing at a strip club, a manager took me to a game, and we had like the worst fucking seats, like triple, the highest tier you could be. I could barely see anybody. This was relatively decent tickets, not great, but decent enough. And I was impressed by the energy.
You never get behind the basket. That was your mistake.
Yeah, I didn't fucking know.
You're too far away from one of the baskets.
I went with relatively. I didn't want to buy them expensive tickets. They were $100 each. So what? It's not cheap, but it wasn't expensive. I saw tickets on there for like $3,000. I'm not going to do that.
Mine were retarded. Mine were six something a piece.
Yeah, so I wasn't going to do that. These were $100 each. I bought them a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you're not a fan, so I get it. And it's for these two dippy chicks. But like,
I enjoyed it. Like, also, not only, let me start to care, but like, just like, also, this is going to sound stupid maybe, but maybe Shannon would understand this some more. From a production value. I was so amazed by the screen and the graphics and the way they bring up like the celebrity role. They bring up clips from the fucking people that were there and then showed the people.
Yeah, Ralph, we've all been to a professional sporting event before.
I've never seen shit like that. So I don't watch sports. So watching all of that to me was amazing.
I told Pete, I was texting with Pete. I was like, dude, the guys behind me are speculating 100% of your life as they sit behind me. It's hilarious because Pete was in the front. Did you see Pete?
Oh, yeah. So Pete, right. Yeah.
And like, I guess he was there with his sister. Uh-huh. I haven't seen her in a long time, so I assume it's her and stuff. But everyone's just going like, yo, that's not Emily Ratajkowski. And I was just like, dude, these guys behind me are nonstop talking about you the entire game.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was just also like, the Santa jumping contest, the girls dancing. There's so much shit going on.
Well, actually, the most exciting thing that happened as far as the game, and you son of a bitch, you're not getting me away from this. I'm coming back to it with this chick. And your thing with women in general.
We have to recap the show, by the way.
I know, but this is important. This is a big thing for the year. I might get you to make a new resolution this year. Mm-hmm. But first thing is there was the guy. He has to hit like a layup, two elbow jumpers, and a 3-pointer. If he does that in 45 seconds, he gets a chance for a $50,000 shot from half court, and he hit all four before. And he got the chance for the half court. The half court was an air ball, which was kind of anticlimactic. Yeah, but and also, Ralph, you got to see a cool thing with Shake Milton hit a half court shot at the end of halftime.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool shit that went around. Like, it was just, to me, I know enough about basketball that I could enjoy the game. I know the basic rules of the game. The only thing I didn't know.
Black guys dunk, white guys shoot.
Yeah, the only thing I had to look up, which you're going to make fun of me for this. I didn't know this answer because I kept saying it how the Knicks were over the foul limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know so big fucking deal. Like, what happens now? Like, they kept saying it and I didn't piece together what happened. So I looked it up online, what that meant, like why that's a big deal. You know,
so when someone's shooting the ball and gets fouled, if they make the shot, they get one more shot. If they don't make the shot, they get as many shots for 1 point as that shot was worth.
Right, right.
And then what you're talking about is when a team, whether it's a shooting foul or not, once you get over five in a quarter,
yeah, then you get the shooting
every
no
time
what.
You foul, even if they just like bump shoulders with you and they call a foul, it's you go to the foul line.
And then it was also just wild to watch the Knicks like literally have about a 10-point lead the entire time.
16 they were up by at one point.
Yeah, and then just fall apart in that
collapse.
Last. It was pretty wild. It was just fascinating too. And also
Joel Embiid, dude, you saw the legend.
The energy of the room like deflate. It was really wild.
Not my little section. The guys behind me were all Sixers fans and a couple to the left and the right. It was great. Yeah, that was fine. By the way, for the beginning, because of how much I paid for those tickets, when they were down by 16, I was like, motherfucker, this is going to just waste of money.
I was thinking, wow, Jay was so confident that the Knicks were going to lose and they're winning by so much. It was like
collapse, dude. Full collapse. You can't see her. She's too far over. I was going to show you
talking. She's done shitting,
but she's sitting like this on the edge of the bed.
All right, so we have to recap.
Hang on.
Oh, sorry.
Ralph, New Year's resolution, and Shannon, back me up on this. Oh, puppy,
you're asking a girl who hasn't had sex in 5 years to back you up on relationship stuff? Come on,
I am. Yeah, I am. I am because I think she'll have opinions on this. She's a girl.
Well, barely Ralph, at this point.
Ralph, I'm gonna go and say almost completely exclusively when he talks about a chick that he's seeing and he likes her now, it's always 100% physical. It's always, I'm very attracted to her. I think she's very sick. You've really never ever been like, dude, she's actually fucking the coolest chick. Like, we talk about a lot of shit. Fantastic conversation.
Shannon has a point.
There was one recently, though I will say most of the time you're right, Jay, but there was one recently that it did start like, she's so pretty and all these things, but also she is a really cool chick.
Yeah, and that girl I'm still pursuing slowly.
But overall, you're, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I want to be attracted to the girl that I'm sleeping
it's
with.
Not
excuse
that, dude.
Me.
I'm just amazed at like how what you're willing to put up with for, let's call it, an hour of fuck.
Wow. I think you know what I mean? Impressed. I didn't think if I could pull off an hour, that'd be impressive.
I'm saying, but between the whole thing, you're making out, you're going for it, you're fucking around, you fuck, let's say it's an hour. For an hour, that like, I mean, just sitting next to these dullards you parade through, I can't believe at your age, it's not like wearing on you at all. No. Where you're like, you know, it's like you only, but I think you separate. if I was going to psychologically break this down, I think you think like conversation and friendships for dudes, and women are just for like with the fucking and make you look cool at a sushi place.
I would say this, and she may disagree. Shannon and I talk often. Outside of work, I would consider Shannon a friend. Melissa Kroenke, Jennifer Esposito, all people that I talk to regularly.
No, when you're not. And you're in, but when you're looking to hang with somebody in a romantic way, in any way, you are pure. You're pure physical only, and you won't walk away from physical. Like, you'll eat a lot of shit to still fuck someone who's like physically attractive. Versus, like, I'm not saying I'm a shit, but I'm just saying I have a lower tolerance. I've walked away from some like pretty attractive chicks in situations, just been like, yo, they suck. Like, their personality is sucks.
Eating shit is a weird term. I would say if I feel disrespected in any way, I'd be out. But if you mean...
Sure, but eating shit, I mean eating shit where it's like, Queensryche's daughter stays at your house for a fucking weekend and she's the worst.
From fucking 15 years ago.
But no, but you said your thing is to bring them in and spend 3 days with them at your house. It's wild behavior. What you put yourself through for a little bit of fucking seems... absolutely bananas. I think this is the year, Ralph. You date girls. You ready?
And you date boys?
Yeah. Are you ready for this, Ralph? You date girls exclusively 37.
God, no.
45.
What, are you crazy? Shannon's that age. I don't even see Shannon as a human being anymore.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to die so sad and lonely.
I feel like the way that Ralph does it isn't exactly... like, he doesn't do it for the purpose of like actual dating. I feel like it's like a game, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. I feel like that you view it as a game where you see like girls online. It's like, I wonder if I can bang this girl, and then just like whatever it takes to get there. And then you do it. Not that I just feel like that's how you do it. Like, it's a game, not a bad thing.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Also, by the way, I will say this. I don't lie to girls. Like, I'm not going to pretend that I'm something I'm not. I've told the girl I love her in 10 years, you know, so I feel that I don't feel shitty about how I interact with women. I have had several girls tell me they stopped responding to me after listening to this show.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're shitty to them. It's nothing like that. Right. I don't think you should treat anybody like shit. I think you over-treat people. And I said, it's not to disrespect, of course. I think you'd walk away from someone disrespecting you. But someone just being, jaw-droppingly annoying or stupid, you will hang in there for 72 hours to fuck a little bit. And it's just like, what's the win?
Well, you just said it. Hello.
You and Josh Adam Myers, dude. You guys are going to be holding hands in a fucking retirement home together.
The difference between, I would say, me, Josh, and Justin also, I'll put in this category, they seem to have no other interests.
Now, Justin's a gay man who is going to figure it out. He probably has a married life that we don't even know about.
Right. Okay.
Josh and you are going to be old spinsters fucking hanging out, being weirdos. And you're going to be those guys. You guys are also both those men on those shows that I'm intrigued by. Like the, what are they called, Shannon? I know you've probably watched some of those, like the weird attractions. And it's like, you know, like an 85-year-old guy who's with like, you know, a hot 28-year-old girl. And it's like, he doesn't care how ridiculous it looks and how much, and he knows she's in for whatever reason, money, obviously, or whatever, and they just go for it. But the guy just lives his life like, I don't care. Like, I get naked and fuck this chick whenever I want. There's no like shame in it. Do you know what I mean? Even though I couldn't do that when a girl's like, well, she's here because for security. Do you know what I mean? Dawkins.
Oh, hi, Dawkins. I think we need to move on, Jay. You can make fun of me all year long. Let the doggy out. But we just got to recap because we do have to read. And then just so everyone knows, this is what's happening. We're going to go over some of the highlights of this year. Next week, I'm playing two pre-recorded episodes of me with a band and someone else. Because Jay and I are going to meet in L.A., drive to Vegas with Shannon and Lainey. And we're spending 3-4 days at the AVNs, going to do the awards.
Wait, Shannon's driving with us?
No, she's going to meet us in Vegas.
You should have drove out. You should have fled to L.A. and flew with us.
You should have drove us, Shannon. Jay, or drove. In the back seat.
No. I'll never sit there while somebody else drives like that ever. Yeah. I'm the worst for that. I'll always drive it. But you should have come over and just fun. And also, me and you would be awake when Ralph's going to fall asleep before sundown in that car.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think
the sun will be down.
Yeah, but we'll see. I'm going to do my best. I have a secret weapon that I'm going to try and stay up with.
What's that?
I can't tell you. We'll see if it works.
You're going to try to keep up with the text of the girls you date?
No, Shannon knows what it is.
I can't wait for you to find out.
What Ralph's going to do to keep awake? Is that a mixtape?
It's a secret. It's a secret. Hopefully, it'll work out. We'll see what happens.
A vibrating butt plug?
Exactly. And so then we're going to run a couple episodes from the AVNs. Maybe we're going to win. If you're listening to this, there's still time to go to the stoshow.com/vote because I think there's probably a couple more days left to vote. And maybe we win. Who knows? Who knows?
SDRshow.com/vote.
Yeah, thestoshow.com/vote takes you right there.
And I will say, I had a few people DM me because I also put it on my IG story. Mm-hmm. And some people are confused. They think that the first time, then they voted for the nomination, that's all that we needed, but it's not. So no, if you voted for the nomination, please register real quick. It takes 2 seconds and vote.
I put it on the guys we fucked radar that they were nominated. And now they're coming out there, which is great. I'm actually excited for the hang of that. However, we probably sealed our fate, though, in that one. They have a much more like
dedicated fan base. Also, I think
no, it's not dedicated. How the fuck would you say that about our fan base?
Well, what I mean by that is guys will do like that's why I think for sure a hot what I think guys are gonna win.
What I think guys are gonna do, well, I think Plug Talk's gonna win, but what I think guys are gonna do is what I would assume I would have done also, and I don't blame people for it, but I appreciate the people that have done it. It's not like it should really just be that you click a button and you vote for somebody. It's the fact you have to register for a thing and they're collecting emails ultimately is what they're doing. Like having to do all that is a pain in the ass. And if I saw that, if someone's like, vote for me, click here, I'd do it. If it was a friend, then it'd be like, put in your name and email address. I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah,
like,
by the way, over. I actually just voted this morning. I never even actually voted for us.
Don't we have anybody who can make a bot?
I'm sure it's too late now. But
you ever see, that was always the funniest, dude. The people who would win, like Comedy Central used to do the stand-up showdown, it was called, and they would put like the half-hour specials like against each other, and it was so funny. Like you just see the people like no name out of nowhere, people just getting
out
like
a way to buck
yeah
the
it's just like it's like oh yeah I lost by like 75,000 votes or something like that. What,
by the way, if you are listening and you have some computer knowledge and you want to make a bot and make us win,
if you can rig it to make us win, for sure. And I have already told far too many people that I am going to Kanye West if Brendan McKenna loses, if before we get up, if we get on the microphones.
Yeah, we're waiting. We're really going off the rails here, but I had to put in like a request for what we want in the studio, in the booth.
Yeah.
We are going to have a booth there, and I put that in this morning. Hopefully they'll get back to us. We're going to be there the whole time. We're going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Saturday night to the award show. I have my suit. Jay has a suit.
Cool, buddy.
Yeah, we're gonna
my suit.
Mine's not cool.
I just picked mine up yesterday from the tailor. Dude, red velvet jacket, black shirt, silk suspenders, tuxedo, black tuxedo pants.
Oh, my God.
With the shiny stripes on the side. And let me show you these shoes, dude.
Oh, man. I just have a black suit in my closet, and that's all I'm wearing. I don't know when you're as cool as you.
No, I assumed you were going to be half-assed about it.
I don't know what I'm wearing yet.
Shannon, put on any of your dresses, big old titties. You're going to be fine.
I'm excited to see both of you dressed up, though.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. For the audio listener, they are bedazzled loafers.
It's like Nick Cannon shoes.
Yeah, they are.
That's wild.
That's what I would call them, Nick Cannon shoes. Shannon.
None of that's ever an option for me because no one wakes stuff like that in a 15. That's never going to happen.
Don't absolutely that is. That's I wear a 14.
Yeah, 14's easy. 15's not.
14 is absolutely not easy, you fucking asshole.
15 it is, you piece of shit.
It's not. It's all the same problem. Everything after 13 becomes the same problem, Ralph. It's a fact. Go to any store. Go to any sneaker or shoe store. 13's where they all stop. Converse doesn't even carry over that in a store.
Yeah.
I've gone through all this. Believe me. No, that's big size shoe, and they do have it in 15. You can wear that. It's just not how you think, dude. I'm very fashion forward, but I'll tell you this. I may look fat and not good in a suit, but I'll tell you, this thing is it's a sharp suit.
I had to bring my suit to get cleaned yesterday, and I'm picking it up on Thursday because I haven't worn it in probably, I don't know, 10 years. So let's hope it fits.
This is my friend Ralph the Mortician.
This is my friend. Thank God.
Ralph, the bad guy from Phantasm.
I didn't know until yesterday. I actually have my dad died suit separate from my black suit. I thought I only had one suit.
Yeah.
I found out I have two. So I'm thankfully not wearing my dad died suit. I'm wearing some black suit.
You know, it was awesome. My mom gave me for Christmas in a box. My grandmother passed away about a year and a half ago. And when they were going through all the stuff, she had my grandfather, my pop-pop's gold necklace. And like an ID bracelet would never fit me. It's very small. Weird. He was a big guy, dainty wrists, but the necklace does fit. It's sort of short, but you know, it's how you would wear it. And I was like, oh, that would actually look pretty good underneath that suit. Because I'm not wearing a tie. I just have a button or two undone. And so that way I go, the necklace would be good. I go, I don't know if the first place I rock Pop-Pop's necklace though is the porn awards. Then I thought though.
He might be
probably
proud of
wouldn't be a problem with that. He probably would kind of like that.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna jump into the a couple of the highlights from 2022. We did a lot of stuff in 2022. A lot of great guests. We're gonna go chronologically, Shannon, from backwards to frontwards. Right, going back to almost the beginning of the year last year, a chick that I was so attracted to, and we had a really fun time because the guys were quite uncomfortable with it, if I'm not mistaken, Shannon. Right.
Yeah, what was funny is that as the game was rolling, they kept completely losing their spot in the game. They kept getting very distracted, and because I don't think they were aware that there was going to be a naked lady in this.
And we're talking about Laura Desiree and H. Foley and Kevin Ryan. There was the naked news reporter and the two comics. We played Naked Password, and every once in a while we would throw it to her, and we'd write silly things that she'd have to read in like a new naked newsy voice, and the guys would kind of lose their train of thought.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a good-looking girl.
Yeah.
She looked like Zool from Ghostbusters, or Gozer the Gozerian. She is very hot in such like an intense way that it's like something I'm usually not drawn to. I mean, she's an undeniably hot chick. But do you know what I mean? Like when I see her, I'm like, I don't know, man. I feel like she walks in the room before me every time.
She definitely gives what I mean.
Like it's just one of those weird, like, I feel like she wouldn't make me feel very masculine.
Yeah. I was saying, I don't mean this in a negative way at all. Cause I think Jen is also this way in that she gives off like a masculine energy, but she's beautiful.
Her voice. She has like such a strong, like powerful voice.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. But she is hot. All right. Let's play the clip.
What's happening? This is a word.
So this is the tie.
Give me,
breaker.
I don't have a pen though.
Okay.
Oh, I got
here you go.
I got one.
Okay.
So who's going first? Me or Jay?
I feel like, to be fair, shouldn't there be two rounds?
Yes.
That's probably right.
Should be two.
Okay. All right. So here's the first one.
So this is the first one.
And this goes.
Who goes first? Because
we just went, so you guys should go.
You go.
It's a long time thinking.
Mm-hmm. Ménage à trois.
Threesome?
Nope.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Things that'll never happen to me?
That's fucking
not
weird.
Not tonight.
What else would you guess to that? Jesus.
Jesus, menage a trois. The
better not be Moulin Rouge or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be. It's got to be sex, drugs, and rock and roll related.
Are you telling me Moulin Rouge? Baz Luhrmann is.
So you got to give it to me now.
No.
Right? No, yeah. You
it's
hold
not,
it. You're
it's not the same word on both pieces of paper, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I get it.
Oh, okay. What was your clue?
Ménage à trois. He guessed threesome.
Oh, wow.
I know what it
I'll
is.
Say don't get rid of this.
Get rid of that?
Get rid of it.
Hold on. Okay, it's gone.
Group.
Orgy.
Yes.
Pow!
I was going to say gangbang.
All right, so that's eight points.
Let it blow at you, Prue.
No, that would be... No. That's points. 9 points. Nine points.
Just kidding.
Hold on.
So we need another one to...
Yeah, I have it coming in.
Technically tie break.
Hold on, Shannon. Wait, before you do, news story.
Hold on.
God damn it.
I totally like fat dudes. Really. A lot of people think they're gross, but they do it for me. They really do.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's fake news.
It's weird that you would just come out and say that. It's just
I don't know.
When did we switch?
Not untrue.
When did
not
we switch
untrue.
To Fox?
That's so weird.
Hey, Megyn Kelly, zip it, will you?
All right, so now this one is going to me and Foley, right? Okay, don't fucking cheat.
Wait, hang on. Before we start, we should probably read this new. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, tequila on your nicotine gum.
This just in.
This is big.
Jay's trying to get his wiener wet.
Can I get my lead in?
Yeah.
Serious question news. Which one of us did you mean?
I'm the fattest guy here. You're a good-looking guy. What do you mean? You're fantastic.
It does it for me. It really
Which
does.
One of us did you mean exactly?
You got to maximize it. It would have to be both.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's a ham sandwich.
Do not get
Which
in
I'll
the
be
middle.
Getting right after. Depending on which deli's open.
Wow, beautiful. Need, what a body. Why don't you shake that ass on
Let
down to the deli?
Let me cross and uncross.
You can do Godfathers, please.
You want some, too?
Make it three Godfathers with long knots. Long Hots are the trashiest peppers ever, dude. Is that a Philly? That's only it. Long Hots is only a Philly.
Outside of Philly, they call them Philly Hots.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. A couple of Long Hots.
All right, Jay. This again, I'm trying to use. Am I the one giving the clue now? I'm confused. I am.
I guess, yeah.
Who started the last one?
I don't know,
time?
Man. I got tits on the mind. I don't know what's happening.
She's yeah, I know, yeah. Jay, yeah, so he's giving the first clue, then I'm giving the clue.
No. He would give
the first clue. Sorry, you give him the first clue.
Okay. All right. I want you to think, Pinhead. Have my full confidence. Think.
Okay.
All right?
I'm in. I'm not in. I'm totally not locked in.
Shannon, can I use
a... I got real tits to my left, fake tits. I mean, they're on a screen on my right. I don't know what's happening.
Hey, I didn't want to get into it. All right?
Okay.
Talk about it at breakfast tomorrow. Yeah,
there's also Bush, like right there.
I know, dude. Yeah, I mean, trust me, Jesus I know. Christ. I'm in. Trust
By
me.
The way, thank you.
And
Laney.
One of the good ones.
Jesus
not
Christ,
the
Laney.
Girl you live with, it's just there now.
I was going home to watch Boba Fett after this. Change up my viewing. Listen to me.
I'm in.
Shannon, can I use a compound word as you say? Can I name a movie if it has multiple words in it?
That sounds like a big stretch. Multiple like words?
Star Wars, like Wars Return of the Clone.
One word.
So is that a no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big no.
Then I'm going to give you... Can I tell Kevin why I'm saying the word?
No. Jesus Christ.
Ralph did say
extra. And
I thought we said no compound words.
I wanted to call him on that, but he goes, remember the thing, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
All right. Now I want you to think.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
Almost.
Too, that's going to be nothing.
That's Vegas.
Almost.
Almost.
Famous.
Ooh.
Idiot.
Okay,
Ooh.
No.
Ooh, that wasn't bad.
Buell?
Can you spell that?
Sounds like a buddy of yours.
B-E-U-E-L. Think about it. Think about the show.
That's just a lot of hints, by the way. Think about it. Think about the show. Think about that time we went out to dinner. Said.
Time's up.
Ah.
Okay.
Are we back to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you got one more.
Fan.
Oh, my God.
Come on!
I totally got it.
Fan. Can I talk to Kippy outside?
No.
2 seconds.
Three
Two
seconds.
Seconds. Two seconds. Come on.
I got nothing. What?
Okay.
Groupie.
Groupie.
Yeah. What's Buell?
That doesn't matter.
That does matter.
I thought after Almost Famous, baby, wasn't she the one that was based on that fucking movie?
Yeah.
Hi, there are the boys, H. Foley and Kevin Ryan. I think they just did Skanks not that long ago, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Laura Desiree from Naked News. Fun episode, Shannon. Thank you for pulling these clips.
How many cum shots do you give that, Ralph, out of 5?
Well, for Laura Desiree, I'd give 4.
4 cum shots out of 5. Okay, that's good. Keep a tally. Shannon.
All right, before we go any further, you know Yo Kratom. We talk about them forever. Well, they just launched not that long ago, Yo Delta. They are the new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high and legally get it shipped to most of the states in this country. Delta 8 is something that's found in weed and can be shipped legally to most states across the country. And the most important thing is that it will get you high. Yodelta is potent. So if you're living in a state where weed is illegal, you can constantly try to get a hold of your source. And he or she either wants to hang out too much or you can never track them down. The answer is simple. Go to yodelta.com for high-quality lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you really high. It's yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, and you're going to get 25% off your entire order. Once again, the promo code is GAS for 25% off. Stock up on Delta 8 vapes and gummies only at yodelta.com. All right, let's get back into it. All right, Shannon, I wasn't here for this next clip. Well, I was here for part B of this. But I feel that
I already know what this is, buddy.
I let Jay set this one up more because this was such a wild moment that it required.
I'm not even looking for where is this. I just already know because you were there for part B, because probably for multiple reasons, some of them legal, this man shouldn't have been allowed back in the building again. But we had to show Ralph what was up. Give me the name again, because I'm forgetting that for sure.
That's twice you almost called me Christine, Jay.
Did I stop myself? Did I stop myself twice, though?
Yes, you did.
In fairness, Christine and you are the same job on different shows I do.
That's fair.
By the way, my list, that one disappeared from it.
Oh, I have it. I'm highlighting it right now.
It's not showing on my screen.
Mark?
David.
David.
These are the David episodes, and this is from both parts.
I think we're playing from your first clip from the first episode.
Yeah, but then it goes right into the next one. This is both.
We can do that. Yeah, we can do that. Sure.
Because okay, it's so all insane.
Everybody, the David saga begins.
Oh, he's lubing up again.
He's lubing up.
He's gonna lube up the.
Okay.
There you go.
No, he's pouring it in there.
There it is. Don't go overboard.
Like a bartender just left a bottle of vodka on the table.
This is just great.
This is
That was a wild amount. That was ounces.
He likes it wet.
You're not gonna feel anything, dude.
Dude, I can fit my fucking leg in.
By the way,
right,
I'd worry about that much lube is going to make it fall off.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, the idea would be, it doesn't matter if your dick's hard enough to hold it up.
Okay.
It'll hold it in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm.
It's not going to slip off unless it just gets below the half line.
No.
And then when it falls off, it's going to be hilarious. 20% chance if fucking David's falls off, we're all going to get sprayed with lube.
I see.
We're going to get sprayed with fucked lube.
just, it's so warm.
Please tell me it was this warm in the bottle.
Some of this is actually Climax control spray. This one is
in case you want to hold out.
You're worried about the pocket pussies.
They brought Climax control spray.
Romy says
that's for people like
me. Ready?
And I come to
Mo's ready.
Mo's
all right,
coming
let's
in.
Mo right here.
Okay.
Mo's gonna show you how it is.
Where do we get Mo at? Where's Mo? Next to me? Is that all right?
What the fuck?
Jesus H. There's not enough fake pussy for this thing.
I told you. I called it
too tight.
Did you put lube on it?
Yeah. Son of a bitch, it's too tight. We had lube in here.
You need to lube it up a little more.
Good Lord.
Yeah, maybe. Can you give him more of the lube, maybe?
Yeah. Can we share the lube? They've used it.
Right here.
Pass it over the lube. Are you allowed to share lube? What way does it work?
It's just the lube. He didn't.
Here's some lube. What a monster. Oh.
I like it.
No, I was getting assistance. This isn't fair.
My endless love.
Mo's wife helped him out. That's not fair.
I gotta tell you. That's the biggest black dick I've seen today.
Today.
Really?
Okay.
Good for you.
No, he does have a big dick.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I've definitely seen it before.
Oh.
In videos. Not in person.
It's almost so big that it doesn't even look like a dick. So I'm like, it's like, whatever.
You've only seen it in videos before.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like when I met Pamela Anderson at the car show when I was 13. You're getting to see the in real life. It's so different. Is Mel's microphone on?
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Hang on. Mel's dick is blocking his microphone.
Let me just let you guys know that pussy is tight. All right?
Yeah. If this thing is to scale, it's tight.
It's tight.
That's what we're saying.
If you could get in there, you could hold it up.
Yeah, I can hold it up. Yeah.
You could spin it like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all
like a basketball, I guess.
Where's David at, Romy? Halfy yet?
I'm cramming it in.
He's cramming it in. No, he's like me. That's how I fuck. You just sort of stick it in somehow.
Oh, you cock ringing yourself with your forefinger
and
thumb?
No, it's like a, like a package that's too big for the box. He's fingering himself.
Shannon.
Yes, Jay.
This is the craziest, right?
Yeah.
This is the one.
The chat is all saying that.
Is this the wildest show this has ever happened?
I need to know what the chat is saying.
But you tell me, Shannon, a funnier thing that maybe has happened in this building.
No, this is great.
We're going on easily 15 minutes of conversation with David spanking also, it. And it's might... been and it, his David. Expression has never changed. He has been stoically getting slightly harder for 10 minutes.
How long have you two had any sort of relationship together? Like whatever, from when you first met?
Well, David was like originally my stalker.
Oh, cool.
He is.
And you know what's funny? They say that never works out.
No, exactly. Everyone was like, that's never going to work out. And I was like, it's fine. It's going to work out. But,
okay, wait.
Look,
sorry.
Bush is my bed with Darren.
How were you talking? Where'd you find her?
Can we just say you're not a stealthy man?
I'm not. Wow, do you really
earthy tones to... though? Do you want the... you could probably get away from couple hours.
He was hiding in her bush.
Do you want? Are you a big fan of the Minutemen, the band?
No, I don't know them.
Oh shit, great! They're a great group. You want to quote the Minutemen? Do you want the new wave or do you want the truth?
Jay, what's your favorite Minutemen song, by the way?
Do you want the new wave?
No, they did the Jackass theme, Corona.
I want the truth.
I want the truth.
Well. We know each other because in 2015 you were dealing with
Rev Jen.
Clone.
Oh shit!
What? Oh, you just mentioned
I'm Johnny Knoxville. This is retard.
Oh, the comedian girl, Reverend Jen.
Yeah, I was living with Rev Jen, and then she did some crazy shit to me, and he actually came to be like, and then she said on the internet that I like did all this crazy shit, and later retracted it, but she like went to NYU, which I went to. Like,
when
she,
I first started doing comedy,
she really tried to screw me.
When I first started doing comedy, she was six, 7 months ago. Well, first started doing comedy. No, like 20 years ago, like in the when the alt scene was first starting up, there was a place called
Surf Reality.
Surf Reality. Wow. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's right.
You guys are like kindred spirits.
So you could do comedy there, but it wasn't just a comedy show. It was like you do comedy.
Dude, are you guys loopers of each other?
So my co-host actually ran Surf Reality.
And then a girl would come out and be like, start finger painting with her fucking period
vagina,
blood.
Yeah.
So, like, if this was last week, you could have done comedy and then shit your pants,
absolutely.
And that would have been...
Absolutely. Okay. But, Reverend, I just knew that was her... She wore Spock ears and fucking right. probably...
Oh, there was
comedy.
A place like that on Lower East Side when I was, like, 20.
That's
I
what it is.
That is
so, yeah. I think I've been there, yeah.
Yeah.
You come to her aid from Reverend Jenny.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Basically,
you're getting beat up by a girl with Spock ears and you beat him up?
I didn't get beat up. I also beat up Rev Jen, but... No, I didn't beat her up, but I, like... She stole all my stuff, and I really wanted my computer back
because
it had my writing, and I was like, I need my computer. So I kind of like didn't really beat her up because I do feel for not beating up women, but I beat her friend up.
So her and I differ.
And I beat her friend up. I kicked him in the balls. I got the computer. She stole all the rest of my stuff, but I got the computer, and then I just ran because I was like, these people are just gonna fuck with me. I'm not gonna kill them. I'm just gonna go run. So,
did you ever hook up with her?
I did sort of hook up with her a little bit, but like,
did she wear the Spock ears?
She like, she's always wearing the Spock ears, but I don't think when we were
eating
up.
Pussy, getting your pussy eaten by a girl wearing Spock ears is
that's pretty badass.
Awesome. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, I was in one of her movies.
I just want so I get the full picture here. So you somehow came to her aid at that point.
Yeah, because there was like a
he was already
team
stalking
people.
Her outside. He might as well come in and help.
There was a team of people who were gonna like try to kill me over it. Like the people were very upset. Like Rev Dren had gone to me.
What are you, the Tinder swindler?
they were like this.
My enemies.
And he said,
my enemies are wearing Spock ears and eating my pussy.
The Shogun sent his ninja spies to my house.
So how many is it? 2015, you said.
Yeah, 2015.
Wow, 7 years. That's
and.
Pretty cool.
Like, I try, I mean, so like it or not, I tried so hard to just be, like, keep it platonic and to be...
He's a platonic stalker.
Friendly.
It's impossible, dude.
Oh, there was no stalking
involved.
Dude, how
could you resist?
But you definitely stalked me.
Oh.
Everybody calls you my stalker. Like,
what did he do?
Everybody's like, you date your stalker? Because he knows, like, every single thing that I've ever done and where I was and what... I'll be like, what happened? And, like, because at one point I started, like, with DID, like, I started, like, forgetting some of my memories. And all I have to do is, like, ask David what, like, who...
Wait, you started for... Hold on. No, hold on.
You're sort of getting as a widow, you're offending me a little bit.
I was forgetting like some of my memories and like.
Is that why you have the tattoos? It's like a memento thing.
A memento, yeah.
I, by the way, as we just come out of those clips, the best part of this whole story was that it continued to be crazy even after the fact, because what he started doing, which I found out from, and I apologize, I don't remember which rock star this was, but it was a guy in a band. I don't know whatever band it was. I don't remember, but he texted me. He's like, dude, you could just ask me to come on the show. You don't need to have a booker ask me. I said, who asked you? He goes, David is like really pushing. I'm like, he doesn't feel like, how to fucking tell him, dude, don't fucking rep the show. And that's so fucking crazy. What a wacky.
I say, if you're listening, David, rep the show hard. Try to send over whoever you can that you think is famous and use our names.
Yeah, use our names and give our phone numbers out while you're at it.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Cinderella. Hey, band Cinderella. Will you guys come on SDR show?
One of the tasks that we made Shannon do this year was tally up who's won more games and who's lost more. And I think I'm currently about 3 or 4 behind you. And this was the one where I knew I'd take a loss. I just didn't realize how big of a hit I would take, which was Name That Tune with Yacht Rock edition with the Yacht Lobster Band.
Yeah. I walked into that one pretty confident.
Yeah. I mean, I walked into that one the opposite of confident. I knew I was going to lose. But at the time, I thought I had won so many that I could throw a few your way. But boy, I was wrong.
You know a ton about a genre of music.
No, and also like early hip hop, R&B.
Oh my.
I'm talking like Run DMC era hip hop, you know. Holy my shit. Era. You want to throw down?
Shannon, I mean, how could we not at this very moment on the show? Can this be a special long episode SDR show? How can we not right now have a classic hip hop?
No, we can't do it right now, but we'll do it. We'll set it up. We'll do it.
I'll Name That Tune, hip, like old school hip hop.
Old school hip hop. It's got to be 80s, like, and done by 88, 89, like early hip hop. Talking Run DMC, Curtis Blow, Kool Moe Dee, that era.
Yeah.
You think you're going to beat
me
in
that
era?
Name three more, Ralph.
I would say Eric B. and Rakim. Mm-hmm. I would say
that category was one person.
Well, Eric B. and Rakim, they put the first couple of albums.
You're
going to
say Nice
together.
And Smooth next, and okay, nice and smooth, so that's one. That's another
one. It's two different people.
That's another one.
What do you mean?
Really? If I go name five rock stars, and I go Iron Maiden, the band Iron Maiden.
No, but Nice and fair. Smooth and Eric B. and Rakim are two different groups.
No, they're two different groups. Yes, but I said they count as one each.
Oh yeah. No, I thought you said they counted as one together.
Are you killing all this time to just not be able to do it? Dude, I mean, you're gonna get killed.
All right, we'll see what happens. Let's stop right now. We'll see what happens. Shannon, you'll pull
those. You go deeper than those fucking radio cuts, dude.
We'll see what happens.
How about Cool G Rap and DJ Polo? You don't need that shit, son.
We'll see what happens.
You don't know shit.
We should have DMC come in and MC and
name all three of the Fat Boys.
You can't name all three.
Of course you couldn't. Yeah, well, you could be your hip hop guy. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Name them.
I know Prince Marky D, probably it.
Human Beatbox.
That wasn't his name.
That's what they called him in the thing, for sure. He was up.
I know who he was, but I don't think his name was.
And fuck.
I knew Prince Marky D, and I don't remember.
Prince Marky died.
I only think one of them's alive now.
I have their names here.
Go ahead.
Are you ready, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay. Prince Marky D. Damon Wimbley and Darren Robinson.
I wouldn't have got
that's not what they were called.
Yeah. Oh, how about this, Jay? Before they were the Fat Boys.
What is it?
So,
Human Beatbox.
Damon Wimbley is Kool Rock Ski.
Rock Ski, yeah.
And Buff Love is Darren Robinson.
Yeah, Buff Love. It's not fucking.
Oh, you're right, Buff Love. By the way, I started laughing at myself because I just did when Shannon
said the name. You
I
said
so
it.
Essentially, I said, I go, oh, Mike Ski. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Classic.
How about
thing.
This? Before they were the Fat Boys, what were they called?
The three? Ralph, because he's Ralph. I was supposedly in
the
scene.
Disco three?
I was in the scene.
I did
scene.
A movie with them. All right, come on. Let's go on. Let's move on.
All right.
This is to you.
No, it's to you. I just got mine.
All right, you got yours.
Yeah. So you have to drink.
Right. Send it over, dude.
Hold on, I don't want to send
it. No, dude, send it.
We also didn't hear them do a little more of that song.
I do a little, Rick Rubin, do a little more Toto Africa, please.
I'll try to sit back on this one, even though I've got a history of
You know what? Wait a minute. How about this? Jay sings this a little bit.
Okay.
You just sang it at Moon Tower, apparently.
Huh? Could we do the second verse?
Sure.
Sure.
That's Wild Dogs Cry.
Wild Dogs, okay. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Two times through the intro, and then we'll hit sure. the verse. Mm-hmm. Three. Oh.
Wild dogs cry out in the night as they go restless, longing for some solitary company. This is gonna fuck your mind up, dude. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seem to care what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. That I second. You take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I press the reins down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh.
I would imagine Hold the Line, not a Yacht Rock song.
Yacht Rock.
Is it? All right, now this again was another...
I want to kick your printer scanner off that thing.
I'm getting rid of it. It's such a big thing. We used to need this when the studio was here. I print the thing a month now. Anyway, this was a... I enjoyed this episode a lot. The sexting episode, where we saw who was better at sexting the beautiful Amber Sweetheart. And I think Sydney Garrett was in it with us, right?
Sydney Gant.
Sydney Gant. Sorry, you're muted, Shannon.
Sorry. Yeah, Sydney Gant.
Yeah, Sydney Gant.
This is episode 506.
Sydney Gant. Yeah, right. That's what it is. Wait, what was the name again?
Sydney Gant.
Sydney Gant.
And I did, when we were going through this episode, realized at some point that if anybody had gone through my cell phone and seen what was happening in those moments, they would have
been that's all the grounds you need to own Gas Digital right there.
So number one, I have a crazy idea. How about you grab a hot girlfriend? We all go out for sushi and drinks, and then whatever happens, we can blame it on the alcohol the next day. That's number one. Do you want to let her comment in between?
Sure. That's not bad at all. That's quite tempting.
Okay.
I mean, it's cute. Yeah.
Is it?
I'm guessing it's not Jay's.
I like sushi. I like drinks. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
All right, next one. I want to prove to you that I'm man enough to disappoint two women at once. You want to bring a friend?
I like it.
That's great.
I like it. Funny shit goes well. Yeah, I like it.
And the last one. My sister's friend Donna is in town and wants to fuck, but she's a pig and it's only worth it if another shit is there. I remember you were into some wacky shit, so you want to come fuck it out. Papa John's after on me. You like the show Intervention?
Wait a minute. Can you please read that one again?
I would just tell this guy, I think you need professional help.
Please read that one again.
My sister's friend Donna is in town and wants to fuck, but she's a pig and it's only worth it if another chick is there. I remember you were into some wacky shit, so you want to come fuck it out? Papa John's after on me. You like the show Intervention?
By the way, I don't think I've ever internally laughed as much as watching Jay.
Well, let's not give it away before she votes, dude. Can we have this a fair election here? Wow.
I'm not sure though. We're playing down we're about midway through the year at this point. This is in June when it was Shannon Seeking Strange 2. When not only this was wild that we gave you a two strippers, a male and female stripper, right? And the female stripper, first of all, the male stripper was pissed off because there were dudes in the room, which was fucking weird. But the female had a veil on, I guess we would say, right? It wasn't a COVID mask. I don't think she had just like a veil to hide her identity, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I have never received more DMs asking who she was and how to get in touch with her. And I had no idea. But I also never would give out that, even if I had that information. But what did we do for else for you, Shannon? Did we try and get you laid again? I don't remember.
Really? You I forgot really that whole part?
I did. Yeah. Do you remember, Jay?
No.
Wow. Because, Ralph, you were also there on
I mean, when you say it, I'll, of course, remember. But, I mean, like, you know, come on.
Yeah, so there were four.
Oh, Prince Marky D. Yeah, Prince Marky D. Got it, yeah.
There were four contestants.
Kurovsky.
And it was Chris from Brooklyn and Justin Silver were also there. I was blindfolded. And each of the guys came in. We did the different
rounds. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember now.
Yeah.
And, did you grab their cocks?
No.
And then there was the one guy that was so obviously like your type kind of guy. Yeah, I remember that now. One guy was a total serial killer.
That's right. The one guy was their guy, and then he fucking used to volunteer to go over and fight in Ukraine.
I'd like to point out that Jay said, oh, that's right. The one guy was a guy. Yeah, thanks, Jay. Thanks for that insight.
Well, yeah, if you stop all my sentences in the middle, they don't make sense, Ralph. The one guy was a guy who went and volunteered in Ukraine.
Yeah, remember?
If I were you, now she can't, by the way, but if I were you, I would have asked Shannon to cut that part of the show out where you said the guy was a guy, because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
You said it in the middle of one of my sentences.
All right. Shannon, did you ever go out on a date with that guy? No. What about
Shannon, did you? Shannon, did you?
Ralph, you were there for the date.
You went on the date with
them. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We filmed it. Holy shit.
Ralph's got a gas leak in his house.
I forgot about that whole thing. But then you never saw him again, right? He did it for the camera, right? He didn't really...
No, he was very excited. Like, he was very excited about hanging out again. And then afterwards, when I was on my way home, he was driving home to Jersey. And as he was driving home, he texted me so much. And then I was like, this is a lot, because we just saw each other. Like, let's take a minute. And then the next day he called me twice in a row while I was doing rap. And
I was there when that happened. I remember that. Yeah.
After that, true. I was just like, I just can't. I can't get past like the ick factor now. He was a nice guy. He just he ruined it.
And also, if I'm not mistaken,
he was on the news fighting for the Ukraine.
That's and also wild. Sent me that clip, which is weird. Right?
But am I right?
In case you were wondering, I did it.
Both him and the guy that ended up doinking you in the first one got too excited, and both were texting you too much. Same thing happened with both of them, right?
The first one was different, though. There were other things happening there, because the first guy used to go into the live chat for shows that I was working on and then like make people know that like he was the guy.
Oh, God. Jesus,
and I was just
Christ.
Like, you can't do this. And he would continue to do it. That was a big problem.
But yeah, you don't like ever like the you couldn't get wrapped up in somebody with the excitement of like texting each other all day because you like each other and trying like, you know.
Yes.
I feel like it's one of those things like you know, when girls complain about like, every time you go on the train, you get hit on until it's like a great looking guy who you're attracted. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel it's sort of the same.
Yeah, it was just like, it was more, too much more on his side than my side. Because there was like this fireman that I went on a date with from a dating app. And it was just like, we were both like, there was a conversation happening. So we would text all day and it was both of us going, not just like five on one side, one on the other, kind of.
He wasn't saying interesting things enough to make you text back.
No, he was just because he was like since if you have like all these guys, Ralph is cursing me out in the Google document. But he was just when Ralph came on the date as like the chaperone, he was like, oh, like, I guess I understand because you don't really know me from anywhere. But the next time we hang out, like if you want to bring all your friends, meaning like all of you guys, he's like, if you want to, what do they like to do? They like to play basketball. Do they like to play football? We can do this. We can do that.
Yeah, I'm a big guy in football. You know that.
And I'm just like, play it cool a little bit. It was just too much.
Send him to play basketball. I'm going to dunk on him. I'm going to throw it up. I'm going to throw it up, Ralph. You're going to put it down.
That's why, Jay, I know you for a while, I don't know if you're still doing it, but you were doing basketball games at your apartment building. Mm-hmm. Because I'm so bad, I can't go because I don't need that video out there of me fucking whiffing, like airballing everything and just being terrible. I just don't want it out there. So I'm not doing it.
Can I have a genuine moment with you for a second? Because you did go to that Knicks game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you felt in that first time, like, because I get giddy over the idea at like, athletes like that are like the highest elite level at what they do. Like, did you feel that at all when you watched these guys?
Amazed.
Like, holy shit,
like,
man!
I was
like,
amazed by it.
The Anthony Melton on the Sixers was 5 for 5 from 3 points. That's like a crazy shot to hit. It was crazy skill to me.
Like, I actually said a couple of times, I can't believe like the pressure that you are under when first of all it's for the 76ers because every 90% of the auditorium or the arena is for the Knicks. Would you say that's fair?
Nah, man, 70.
All right, whatever it was. But
Sixers, you know, were thick that day.
It was interesting. I loved it. And watching these elite athletes, I'm like, I couldn't do any of that. It is wild. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I say. I'll never be. That's what I always say to Christine. I go, why I love it. I'll never be a good at anything as good as they are as like right. their sports.
It is wild to see.
I'll pick five.
Okay, so
hold on. Between five and one.
Okay, just hold on. So you're saying it's close between five and one.
Yeah.
But you're picking five?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes. Why is everyone doing things?
Nothing.
We're just making sure.
Bobby's fixing microphones.
Everyone's doing things.
No. Is it five?
Yes. Don't do things to me.
We're not doing anything to you.
No one's doing anything to you.
Do you want
to
hold Ralph's dick again?
No.
All right. Are we going with five?
Yes.
Remember Ralph's dick with this?
Don't do things
part?
To me.
All right. Five?
Yes.
All right, everyone, congratulations.
Ralph.
Shannon, you can take it off.
Okay, wait, I have to fix my makeup first.
Okay, hold on, I need to fix my makeup first.
What?
No, because this is going to have messed up all my
All right, let's hit the music.
Wait, don't look at me. Nobody look at me.
No one's looking at you.
No one's looking at you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, staring at you. No one is looking at you.
Okay. This is number five?
No. You ready? But we have music?
No, we're going to deal with that after.
That's number eight and a half.
Is
like something more upbeat?
Happening? Is there a penis happening? No. Why is everybody looking?
Let's hear an upbeat song. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday, Shannon. We're looking because you have two beautiful strippers next to you. What are you?
Everyone, happy birthday, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Let's hit some music for this, please.
What's happening?
Oh, they're playing some sort of like...
Speaker's not working?
The speaker working?
Yeah. Oh, I was hoping. Bring contestant number four in to sing again.
The music's not working?
Shit.
How
we gotta deal with this?
You guys are not gonna have music. How can we play music on a phone?
Bobby Vamp, shake that ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got. Shake your ass, Bobby. Let me see what you got.
All right, play music on the phone.
You're making these professionals jealous, Bobby.
What's your trap workout? You're doing uprights.
You serious? You really want?
I'm 100%
believe he wants to know.
On a Smith machine behind.
So reverse and going up.
We got some music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I just crushed your hands.
Shannon, happy birthday.
Just coming ride the train.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because he's a hacky white guy.
Shannon, just let it happen.
Yes.
Yes. Also, be careful not to misgender anybody.
Can I take a selfie with this?
Yeah, you're doing it.
You don't have to touch any girls.
They're her vagina.
Don't be afraid, Shannon.
Yeah, nice butt taps. That was weird. Did she just score a home run?
I'm so bad at this. You just do. I'm sorry, I'm so bad at this. I appreciate what you both are doing. You're both doing great.
Shannon, you're doing great.
I love it, she says.
This is what happened on my birthday. I got so anxious. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Ralph, I say minimum 9-inch cock.
Minimum.
Min.
And probably flaccid.
I bet it bends a little in the middle. Oh.
Here we go.
Shannon, did you get fingered? We paid for you to get fingered.
You paid for a lot more than fingering.
Lainey, give me back my finger money.
Happy birthday.
Hang on.
What a nurturer.
I would have put my dick right in your ear hole. Learn how to act.
Shannon. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shannon. Can we now bring in Shannon?
Now let's bring
the
in the people that she didn't choose. Goodness, guys, thank you so much.
I'll take my clothes off.
All right.
Is he going to fight the other dude?
He's going to beat up everyone as they come in the door. That's what's going to happen. So now we are in August, the 11th of August when this show aired live. I would say, hands down, the most memorable moment of 2022 for several reasons. I'm going to wonder, you want me to see if Jay remembers what I'm talking about? Or you want me to tell you what it is?
He's going to know pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah, hang on. Check it out. My hoodies.
Look at the chart. Hide it. I'm gonna.
No, no, I'm not looking at the chart. I'm looking at my hoodies in this room.
That's what he's looking for.
And see if it was the right one. I'd have to assume it was a Ralph. Your extremely accepting asshole swallowing a butt plug that was just placed in front of it.
Yes.
By Peyton Sinclair.
Placed in front of it, much more than placed. Hammered.
No, it was placed in front of it, Ralph. I feel like if we saw your put your butthole went like this.
All right, play the clip.
We can't do what the original punishment was.
Okay.
So I guess we have to do Peyton does whatever she wants to your asshole.
It's going to hurt.
I mean,
Peyton gets 15 seconds with your asshole.
No.
On.
7 seconds.
I watched her put her whole hand in his asshole.
Listen, hold on.
Seven,
middle
seven.
7 seconds. But
seven
Peyton,
seconds in
seven.
Ralph's
do not hurt
heaven.
Me.
I will not. Do I look like I would ever
Peyton,
hurt anybody?
Yes. Peyton, you do whatever the fuck you can do in 7 seconds. If that requires getting
Democrat,
a whole hand in
because I'm a team player.
Think about
and
how many.
Is how
ten,
much I love you.
Think about how many voting machines you can raise.
7.
I said 15. You said 7. Must be in the middle 10.
No.
I'm cutting 5 off. You're putting 3 on.
Just give me a pretty little butthole. I'll be so nice.
You know how fast 10 seconds is? Dude, so fast.
I'll spit on it.
I'm so worried.
Ralph.
The spit doesn't count as a second. Shannon, the spit doesn't count as a second.
I'll be so nice.
It doesn't count.
Are we doing
Shannon, the spit's the start, and then the clock starts.
7 seconds.
10 seconds. I got it.
7 seconds.
10. All right, but Mississippi.
Yeah. We get to count the Mississippi's.
No, they're not. I'll Mississippi you in the face.
No, they're Mississippi's.
Ralph.
It's over here.
Oh, fine. Don't
Ralph, you need to relax, dude.
I hate everything about this.
Ralph, by the way, if the less you relax...
Okay.
The worst it's gonna feel.
I hate everything about this.
All right, and
hold on.
One
spin first.
I saw there's something huge.
I started.
What?
I saw something huge. No. I saw that. I'm not doing that.
What?
No fucking way. There's no way that's going.
What are you talking
away.
About?
Damn. There's no way. I saw that.
We didn't even start the clock yet.
What a Betwell.
Boo!
No way.
Boo!
This is the end of the SDR show. Last episode.
Is it in?
No, wait. She just fighting that. Stop. That's
oh,
not
man.
Good.
What happened? What's happening?
Did it go up your ass?
She banged it up my ass.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's done.
Well, leave it in there.
We're done.
One Mississippi.
We are done.
Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi. Four
it's
Mississippi.
Still in there?
No doubt.
But things are different now.
What was
that
it? Can
was
we see
good.
It?
It was a big metal butt
it's
plug,
fine.
Shannon.
It's something.
It's on camera.
It was a small
sure.
butt plug. It looked like.
We're done. All
right. It was a small right. butt plug. Did that
that's
go
it.
In?
Yeah, that's it. We're done.
It's out.
I'll take it out. You think it's still in there?
Holy shit! Of all the people that never got sexually assaulted on the SDR show, how is the first one Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph's
Jesus
face
Christ.
Changed.
That was not cool.
You're fine.
My face
but
changed,
that was
Jay.
Hilarious.
Jay, I don't think
you know
I.
That?
Look at the size. It's not crazy.
I just
still.
Watched my boss get
I
raped.
Mean,
that's funny.
I was. Maybe it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
But I was not ready for that. And she banged it into my.
Oh,
head.
She just sucked
aww.
It.
Aw.
Jesus Christ.
And also, I think, by the way, as we come out of it, it was nice that that fan put it over to a Disturbed beat, which made me happy. And Shannon made a nice. Hoodie for it. Did you wear it out yet, Jay? No.
Buddy, you know that's getting saved for the fucking expo floor at our booth. You know I'm going to answer that question all day from porn stars. By the way, Ralph, I will tell you a little fun build-up. I've talked to a couple of people that are going to be there that said they would love to do the show. Jane Wilde, porn star.
Cool.
Brenna obviously said she's going to come by. Carter Cruz, if she can, is going to try to come by. She was a porn star and she was the DJ for that whole tour I did with Bert.
Cool. Oh, that's cool. That's
she was
cool.
She was Bert's tour DJ and stuff. So she was like on the buses with us and everything. She was great. So she's going to come by. Helena Price, my favorite porn girl, said she might come by. I'll tell you what's funny about the porn awards is some people I know who aren't going. It's like people are always like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going. It's the AVN awards. And some people are like, no, the man who raped me on camera is going to be there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You're like, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
All right.
I'm fascinated by the whole thing. I haven't really done a dive yet. I've been going back and forth with the AVN team to make sure the booth has what we need and stuff. But
what
I
mean?
Haven't looked at like who's there or anything.
Liquid death water.
Yeah, I know I'm trying to coordinate, which I would say.
Spermicide.
My gift to Jay for 2023. Three
female
porn stars.
Female condoms for Shannon.
I might the three porn stars I went on one date with each are all 10 in theory
coming on together to talk about where I went wrong, which would be great.
I do like that. I really think there's, Shannon, is it fair to say if there's a world where you're being like hit on a bunch there by good looking guys that are your type physically, purely physical, what are the odds chance that you would say, what are you open to?
So I actually said this to Ralph the other day, that the only chance that I would have sex there,
the one particular guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Rob Diesel? And I looked, he's not like nominated, because he would be like international. Yeah. Like, he's not listed under international male, so I don't think he's going to be there. But
robbed.
I think so. But that would be the only thing I can think of realistically that I would say yes to.
Yeah, just that guy.
If you're listening, Rob Diesel, time to get on a fucking plane.
Well, I guess I'll save myself an embarrassing question.
All right, so now, Shannon, next.
Y'all worked up? You want to? No? Okay. Yeah. All right.
This was a band that hit me up, and we were just, I was like, wow, these guys are fucking talented. We brought them on, and I would say maybe, and I'm sorry to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, my favorite performance of the year was that woman could fucking sing.
Suck on that, Tesla.
Yeah, did they play in the year? I don't think they did. The band was called Bennett Mateo. Then Trinity Starlight came in, and we also did a Name That Tune, and you also won this one.
Yeah, dude, I really am better at that than you.
Yes. Well, I'm better when it's, I think I would win more if if it was the original song versus a cover version, maybe.
Oh, no, dude, you would do much better if it was like, you know, B-sides from Dokken Rarities.
Let's do it.
Jay won every one of the Name That Tunes.
Except the, might be right.
Yeah. Oh, no, there was one.
Okay.
That tune with Consequences, but it was in 2017.
I've been letting Hunter. Jay have feel good about himself for the last
couple
years.
That was when you both made out with Hugh Hunter.
That was a live show. Yeah. I was going to say that was a live show.
Yeah.
I still see Hugh once in a while. You know, we go on dates.
Yeah, dude, you really loved it so much when you kissed him.
I was grossed out by it
because I'm not gay.
No, I wasn't gross. I found something, some interesting things about it.
Can you hear me?
Damn, dude, the guitar rules.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
I'll tell you just by what you've done so far.
Yeah.
You're better at guitar than I am at being funny. It's such a more difficult skill.
That means the world to me to say that. Thanks, man.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
From losing my mind, hey,
But I got you, babe. Oh, oh, I got you, babe. It's just you and I, you and I, you and I in this whole world. Hey, it's just you and I, you and I. But I got you, babe. Oh, I got you, babe. It's just you and I, you and I, you and I.
Sorry.
Hey, 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 you and I in this whole world.
Damn, Trinity, how about this white bitch?
God damn it, right?
The Apollo.
Crying.
Fucking A, right?
That was fucking really
it's
good.
It's crazy.
This next one, I believe, again, I wasn't here for this one. Am I right?
I feel like you're deleting it before I can see.
Oh, no, it's right. There's three left. How come you're not seeing it?
I don't have the list at all.
I'm sorry, showing up weird on my... No, you were not there for this, Ralph. Oh, boy, this was a freaking crazy one, Jay.
Yeah.
This is real crazy. When I was baffled the whole time.
Should I guess again?
Yeah. Okay.
Is there any minor clue you can give me? Because I want to experience the excitement of it the way you just did.
Boy. Oh, this, so I feel like anything I say, I think is going to... I'll just start to give words and see how many. Incest.
Okay. Yeah. I do need a little bit more. I know what it is. It was the girl and her cousin came in.
Yes.
Yeah, but what did they come in for? What was the thing they were here for?
Because she was a queefer.
She was going to queef out a candle.
Yeah.
Her and her cousin were there. Their family, not that stoked to see him for the holidays. They're going to be doing Thanksgiving alone together because the family doesn't like that they as sisters or cousins, just they love to fuck each other and make each other come. And why is that weird?
I
said it wasn't for 45 minutes and then went back to thinking they were psychotic.
Let me ask a question, and this might be not for public conversation, so you feel free to shoot me down if I'm wrong.
Consumption was the cool word you were looking for.
Oh, yeah. So the two guests on this were Tim Butterly and Brian Sixx. They don't talk to each other anymore, right? Something happened?
No, wrong people. It's Brian Sixx, Ryan Shaner.
Oh, okay.
The issue.
Okay. Sorry.
Also, this is episode 546, and it was Fart Core with Lily Vig, Tim Butterly, and Brian Sixx.
Yeah. Very funny crew to have in for two girls telling you that they're incestuous lesbians with each other. Both with children, I believe.
At least the main girl definitely had multiple kids, and she was so young. She's like 22 or something.
Yeah, it was very disturbing. The only thing more disturbing, but I don't think that was this year, was Dr. Jasadrock and trying to convince her daughter
really
to get into pornography.
That was hard. That was hard to watch.
Yeah, that was insane in the room. It was funny, though, as Shannon always points, one of Shannon's, I think, favorite SDR show moments ever, when we were playing the game with them and we were able to just tell each other what the next answer was.
And then be shocked that we got the right answer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And by the way, one of them, didn't I say, like, on the fly, I'm like, make up like a complicated one that we could never get? And I was like, so we both say it, though?
So here it is, Lily Vig, Tim Butterly, and Brian Sixx, Fart Core.
She can just crawl in.
Can we get a sound check on her butt?
Okay.
Can I get the snare?
Hold on.
Yo, wait, this microphone here.
Yeah,
get it low.
This way? I'm going to scoop behind you, my guy.
Oh yeah, good.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to take this off.
My God, the only time I heard that was a pedophile.
There's another chair over there.
She has to hold her armpit hair back for her.
Oh wait, hang on. You're so far off microphone. Was that the suck in? That was the suck in.
Well, normally I can suck it as up. Dude, and down.
Wait, hang on. You gotta talk to the microphone.
That's how babies from Votech are made.
Vokey kids.
We're going to the pit.
Go forward.
Hold on. I have to like get this. I have to get an angle happening here. Can we do it again? I don't have a good angle of what's happening.
We can do it 100 more times, Shannon, but the fact that she's farting, queefing over your conversation is the best.
This is happening, Shannon.
Dude, that sounds like a cartoon splat.
Take the mic. Take the headphones off.
We can't see her at all.
Shannon's upset that the camera can't see her.
It's nonstop funny. We can't put it on the table, Shannon. What do you want us to do?
My God.
You're not wrong.
Wait, can you do it on the chair? Can you do it over on the chair? Like, put your...
Jay, have her go hands and knees onto the table and then hold the microphone up behind her butt. So butt facing the wall. And that way it'll be a decent shot. You won't even have to censor this for YouTube.
Ass on your table?
There's no fluids.
Yeah, I don't think we
There's no
it.
Fluids.
Bobby?
Yeah, no.
What are they talking? What are you pointing at?
Oh, the bench. They're saying to go on the bench, but I'm not going to really be able to.
What happened?
Mm. Oh, on the bench?
Yeah, if you move that chair.
Bench, yeah.
Can you guys film the bench? Do we have the capability?
There you go.
Guys, digital?
You got it.
Yeah, here. If you could just move that chair.
You pull the chair.
You crap on that
God,
wall.
I can't believe I have to fucking
I'll
run
lose
this.
This shit.
This is nuts.
Crap on that wall.
Wait, we have no mic over there. Is that what you're getting, Bobby?
What?
I just need you to move your head a little bit to the right.
Ooh, Bobby, we're just holding hands. Yeah.
Bobby, could you put into your green screen suit and boom her butt?
Who do
please?
We have? Who do we have, Mike?
Bobby,
asshole?
Put on the skin tight green suit. Dude,
oh, you can do it, Bobby.
Is that all right, Shannon?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
All right. Dude,
hang on. We have Bobby, our field reporter.
Bobby's on site.
He's in the green skin suit. They actually just imposed the picture of him, though.
This is Bobby's Christmas card.
Should I put this mic down, too?
Yeah, let's get it all in there.
Dude. Loading up. Fill the musket. Bobby, put the gunpowder in. And
help me get in the position.
How does she
help
you get
her?
In the position?
Let me know when you're going to do it. Give me a countdown so I can say something before you do it.
I need to help.
Bobby, could you just remember to wash those footprints off the wall?
Engines!
What the fuck?
Dude. Bobby, stop moving the mic.
Yeah, Bobby.
Let me take
some. Yeah, dude.
Bobby, you're a coward.
Finally, Bobby. Finally, a first cousin to solve this not getting too close to our pussy problem.
I'm ready.
Oh, I forgot these are queefs. I thought these were fart.
Mm-hmm.
So late.
Well, keep queefing, guys. Let's go around and do some plugs.
I like the Dolphins this weekend.
Okay. 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 There it is.
You listen to it. You fucked it.
There we go. Oh, I gotta get this.
I got something to plug.
I gotta get some headphones on for this one.
This is.
Now let it sing, baby. Open up. There we go. There we go. Oh, might as well jump. Let's try to time it. Go ahead, jump.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and jump.
She's tuning it up.
That is a consistent D flat. True story. Dude. I have perfect pitch.
Are you sad that you missed that one, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm a little sad. What's funny, though, is that I like that some of the memorable moments I wasn't there for. I actually think it's a good thing to show that, you know, it's not all, you know, can be other things happening. I don't have to be there. Does that make sense?
Shouldn't there be some memorable moment that I wasn't there for, though?
Well, you know what's funny? Last year's recap, I felt that we were too non-J heavy. So this year we specifically put more that were either us or you. Why not? Why can't I play both
sides? Oh, I didn't
realize
it was affirmative action. I thought that I really brought something. I thought I really brought the home runs to the show, but I guess it was just an affirmative action call.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for your pity booking.
So, Jay, only a couple left. There's other honorable mentions. We can't go over every episode. Like, Brennan McKenna coming on twice was great. You know, we had a lot of fun, crazy things this year. But one episode, which did go off the rails because it was the first time we tried to do it in my apartment, was the Squirt Games.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, which it was one of my favorite comments of the year, someone posted on, I think, one of our YouTube videos. It's like, the reason why I love this podcast is it's the only podcast that has the rules of no squirting in the studio, which is just funny that we even have to make that as part of the
rules. The fact that there's already not a sign with a squirting pussy and a circle slash over it, is it really? That should be funny as fuck.
Yeah, we should have that, Jen, and make a note of that. We should make that. Anyway, so this was the Squirt Games in my studio. I think it was like the second or third time we've tried to make this work, and these girls were just flat out peeing. Let's be honest.
Shit, no. Shannon, could you back me up? Don't say that. Shut up. Shannon, do you feel, of everyone who's been on the show, at least that I can remember, I would be happy to see Ralph start a relationship with the girl from the squirting contest?
I did like her. There were two, and one.
The white one.
Oh, yeah, she was nice. She was nice.
She was cool. Very had a good body. She was like, she was fun chick. Yeah.
Yeah. And she pees and pretends it's squirt. She's got all those. She checks all the boxes.
No, Ralph.
It happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like no stimulation necessary.
Yeah. You would think if you needed to actually squirt, you'd have to play with yourself a little bit to get
You
got to
go. You go inside. You start clicking the button and you fire it out.
I don't think so.
Okay.
By the way, the thing that, I'm so proud of myself that night was Jay wanted us to taste the squirt. And I started just doing verbal diarrhea to try and change the topic long enough that he forgot about it so we could move on, because I would have thrown up. I definitely would have thrown up.
I don't remember history like that, but all right.
Here it is.
That's so right. What I did, Jay, we have the same bowl.
A little looser, a little cool, right?
Jay.
Damn, the Alice is going to fall in love with me before this is over.
Jay, we have the same bowl, and I've teared them out so that they're at zero with nothing on them. Let me just make sure that's right. Hold on. Let me make sure.
Ralph, stop trying to get close to their pussies. I'm sorry, girls. I'm sorry.
Something wrong with this thing.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
My sincere apologies.
I think my
Ralph's never been caught for his crimes, and so, you know, he still acts upon them. Oh, well. He's got urges.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Calls it his dark passenger, like Dexter.
I have teared it out.
Are we timed?
Shannon.
Are we just doing it till we feel like we're done?
Shannon. I'd say till you feel like you're done, but I don't think that's no. Here's what do we think? Do we think 20 seconds is enough?
No, you don't.
Maybe yeah, absolutely.
Jay, 20 seconds is enough.
I set my record in 25.
All right. But because if one of them feels they can go more, it's not fair.
I think we should give them a minute.
A full minute?
Yes.
I think you give them a minute. So if it someone's maybe it takes like, you know, maybe with 10 seconds left, someone comes up with a big old
a last minute sploosh.
Like I said, I try to hack and I don't know.
I think a minute's too long. I'm going 30 seconds. Yeah.
She's trying to learn.
I'm going to do like 10 seconds and stop.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, Jen.
I'm probably going to do like five.
You can do whatever short
lady.
Yeah.
Lady, open your phone and open up a clock.
As a professional, you think 30 seconds is the
right amount of
time? She said she set the record at 25 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you listen to these ladies and stop staring at their vaginas?
Why, Ralph?
I can do a handicap.
To our beautiful country? I'm sorry. So against immigrants. What's wrong with you?
Jay, you know my family past.
This guy.
All right. When you're ready to go, we're giving them 30 seconds. Lainey, give the countdown.
This might be a heavy one.
10, 11. But hold on. Let me say this before you start. If it doesn't go in the bowl, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
In.
10.
You got to win this for Cuban sandwiches everywhere. Salami.
4, 5.
Pork.
Salami.
4, 5.
Salami.
You got to count down.
Ham.
You're counting up.
All right. Do you want to start now?
And start in 30 seconds. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Squirt it. Squirt Games. Whoa. Wow.
Ralph, I don't mind saying.
Holy shit.
Both these girls have very attractive pussies.
That is going everywhere.
So what, dude? Big deal. Your cat will get it later.
Are they both done already?
I told you. I'm saving it.
Well,
I told you.
What do you have? 20 more seconds?
How long has that been?
All right, she took literally 10.
No, no, but don't.
No, what time are we at?
We have 30 seconds. 10, they could keep going if they think they're going to get another, like, to win.
By the way, hold on a second. Stop a second. I would like to point out that I asked Lainey how much time we had left, and she said 10, 12, 36.
No, she stopped it when they stopped, is the problem.
All right, but let's just say it's done. It's fair done. To say it's done.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Yes. It's
okay.
Fair.
Yeah. So now we're going to measure these, Jay. All right, you guys want to step out of the way? I don't want no cheating.
Ralph, I believe in you.
Wowza.
Wow. By the way, if this was in the studio, boy, would Lewis be pissed.
Yeah, we got a lot on the ground. There's a lot that's missed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Good, too.
All right, this one is at...
Oh, wow.
125.6.
Let it settle.
125.6. That's why I let it settle.
Okay.
Can you bring me the other one?
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind.
Wow, this I can tell it's fucking heavier. Oh my god. That was 125.6? 309.4.
America. America.
And wait a minute. I'd like to point out
this one's my category though.
I would like to point out that she said she's holding off.
Yes.
That was only partial. Difference.
Listen, that's great.
So round one.
I would just like to inform that after this, I'm going to need the fucking help.
Round one. Lola.
Squared Olympics.
All right. So now we go to the last clip. And by the way, these aren't in like highlight order or anything. They're just in chronological order.
I know. I thought this would go over a while ago when you said, I think this is the best moment of the SDR show this year. So I thought that was going to be the wrapper. And then we've gone seven beyond.
I will say in the year of doing in the 3 years of doing Zoom episodes,
be a no Ralph episode.
This is the most engaged I've ever seen Jay on Zoom. This was a legendary host of probably one of the most popular talk shows of all time. He was super fucking cool. None other than Jerry Springer. And it was great because Jay brought questions that I would have never known because he was a big fan, and so was I, but he knew way better than I would, and just he was an awesome dude.
Yeah, dude, everyone, I say this to him, I go, when I started comedy, my first set ever had a joke like that, and then you realized it was like hacked to do a Jerry Springer, you know, you know, like some impression of like, what's up with Jerry Springer, and you just like basically describe the show. And do whatever comedy version of it was, but I definitely had one of those, and I said, I wonder if he knows that. It's like I was at a time for like a decade that was like the this guy sucks. He's doing a Jerry Springer bit.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. That's funny. But he was awesome. He was really cool. And the episode is called Lightning in a Bottle, episode number 566. Let's hit it.
Just as background, I was never allowed to know what the show was about.
Oh wow!
So they hand me the card, which you see me carrying around. And all the card had on it, you know, the front part had Jerry Springer Show, but on the back part, all it had on were the names of the guests. And my job was, when I go out there, which is why you'll notice the first sentence in every segment is I introduce the guests, and then I say, so what's going on? And they then tell me their story, and my job is to make jokes about what they're telling me, you know, make quips or whatever that. And the reason I'm not told what the show is about, because then it would all look horribly fake. My reaction would be fake.
Right.
In other words, then I would have to go, oh my gosh, really? You know, it doesn't work. So for me, because I'm not an actor, for me, it was a lot easier to just go out there. Somebody tells me a crazy story and have the reaction that you would have sitting at home watching. Because we're all alike. We're a bunch of guys, and somebody says something silly like this, you got a reaction. And so I never knew what was coming. On this one particular show, we put the titles on after the show because you never know which direction the show's going. And this was a guy who married his horse. And he was from...
Was the horse on the show too? No.
Yes.
Oh,
here's what happened. But I didn't know. Remember? I'm not allowed to know what's going on. So the show's, you know, I look up and there's this guy sitting on the stage, one chair there. And this middle-aged guy, let's call him Bob. I have no memory of what his name was, but let's say it's Bob. And I say, welcome, Bob, to the show. Bob, so what's going on? Bob says, well, I don't know, Jared. I'm having trouble with the neighbors. I said, yeah, what's the problem? He says, well, they don't seem to like my wife. Well, what's wrong with your wife? Nothing. She keeps to herself and all this. Well, this is kind of boring. It's going nowhere. So I look at the next and, well, okay, let's meet your wife. Here is Pixel. And out comes this horse. Okay, the crowd goes wild. But here's the thing. Being a fairly normal person, when I saw a horse come out, my assumption was that poor Pixel fell off the horse backstage. So I say, stop the cameras. Is she okay? And my producer, Richard, is going, no, it's his wife. That's Pixel.
Oh, my God.
And it was unbelievable. So Pixel comes out, and it really, not that I have to tell you, it really was weird, because every time I stood between Pixel and Bob, who's sitting in the chair, Pixel would nudge me out of the way. In other words, Pixel wanted eye contact with Bob. And, you know, and Pixel goes up and kind of licks his face and that kind of, I mean, but the crowd is going crazy. I mean, it took 10 minutes awesome. To get and back the, to the show.
Yeah. And the beauty of that is still at the end of the show, you had to go, who says what love
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah. 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 Who's you know to say what I don't remember? Yeah.
Webster's defines it as.
All right. We are done wrapping up 2022, Jay and Shannon. Shannon and Jay. And we are going to go.
And everybody remember to wrap it up. AIDS is still out there. It's not a death sentence anymore, but it still sucks.
It does suck, from what I understand.
But with Boniva, it's basically undetectable.
And now I'm also prepping with PrEP. Am I saying that right? I think that they do.
Yeah, dude.
And Jay, what was your like number one favorite moment of the whole year?
Favorite moment?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Ralph getting hurt isn't my favorite moment, but I mean, it really is the hardest I laughed. I mean, I'm laughing uncontrollably when that happens, aren't I? Because like he got so serious.
Yeah. All right. Enough. Okay.
He was so serious.
I think I'm bleeding from my rectum right now. We've done enough.
My favorite moment was, I mean, it sounds funny. I wish Ralph was there for it, but like for my own like challenge of myself, like I'm so nervous. I never understand when someone like one man runs a show. I've never done that. You know, I mean, I've always been part of like a team broadcasting, and we had two guests on with the show with David whacking off. But that episode, like sitting there and controlling an hour of like, and we kept that funny. It was really, really funny. Do you know what I mean? But I felt like I was like heading the show, which was like, that was kind of a cool moment for me to be like, okay, I can do that. So I was having, like, I feel like I can rely on somebody else to like carry weight if necessary.
For me, it was every episode on Zoom that Jay wasn't on was my highlights of the year.
It had to be great. It had to be really good for you. Oh, remember when you interviewed the guy from Stone Sour who quit 3 years ago? Or the
Shannon, do you have a favorite moment? The
guy who played banjo and Dave Matthews for one summer.
I mean, the David is definitely the most shocking, because I just know like making eye contact with Jay every 15 minutes or so, it's like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
In the camera? Yeah.
It was just a
look at me, stare me in the eyes, look at me.
Yeah, by the way, if you've never heard or listened to those or seen those episodes, go back to David 1 and 2. It really is wild, to quote Johnny Carson, wild, wild stuff.
He came to do the impression?
No, I can't do any impressions.
Come on, Ralph, you can do it. It's a wild, wacky stuff.
All right. Well, I guess you can't do it either. Hello.
No, but why don't you try?
I can't do it.
Hey, Ralph, I know you're a basketball head now, but I want you to know you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's true. That's a word to live by. All right, guys. Jay and I and Shannon will all see each other next week. We are going to be running some pre-records, and we're going to tape a bunch of episodes out there.
Yeah, shit ton.
I'm going to try and stay out late a couple times. We'll see what happens.
No chance.
All right. Any plugs, anybody?
BigJComedy.com. Happy New Year.
Shannon?
Instagram, Shannon Lee 6982, and my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding with me and officially Mike Figgs.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations on that.
Okay. I also say, too, in my special be coming out first quarter of the year.
Follow me right. I am Ralph Sutton. Good Sugar, the actual store is opening in January. We had to move it a month, but that's going to be pretty cool. Shannon and I will go there for free food. We're not going to bring Jay. And we'll see everyone next time.
Yeah, on the, I don't give a fuck, show. Dude.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.